debate continues. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. More than a dozen states implementing trigger laws that either prohibit or have severe restrictions on abortions, following the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade Friday. Michigan is one of those states. Its Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer was on CBS's Face the Nation Sunday discussing her Republican opponent's response to the court's reversal.
All of the Republican people running for governor want abortion to be a felony, no exceptions for rape or incest.
GOP Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio told Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo that the Supreme Court made the right decision.
This decision this week was a win for life, was a win for the Constitution, but it was also a victory over the intimidation tactics of the left.
President Biden and his Western allies are in the Bavarian Alps of Germany at the G7 summit, where they're intent on curbing the economic fallout from Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
These strategic investments are areas of critical to sustainable development and to our shared global stability, health security, gender equality and equity, climate and energy security.
President Biden says they must maintain their resolve against Russia. On Sunday, they announced a ban on imports of Russian gold, which is one of their top exports. Meanwhile, Russian forces launching a missile attack on Ukraine's capital city of Kyiv overnight. Fox's Nate Foy has more from Lviv.
This is the largest attack on Ukraine's capital in 3 weeks. It happened at 5 a.m. local time. One person has been killed. At least five others are hurt, according to Ukrainian authorities. It wasn't just that apartment building that got hit. A playground right outside a local kindergarten was also hit. Thankfully, no kids were on it at the time. This all happened just hours before the G7 summit.
America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Iran reportedly launching a rocket into space as nuclear talks are set to resume.
Iranian state television saying Sunday that Tehran launched a solid-fueled rocket with a satellite carrier. That announcement coming a day after Iran and the European Union agreed to resume stalled talks over Tehran's nuclear deal with world powers. It's not clear when exactly the rocket was launched, but the announcement did come after satellite photos showed preparations at a desert launch pad. Iran had announced that it planned tests for the rocket. No word if that launch was successful. Previous rocket launches have drawn rebukes from the U.S. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
Vaping giant Juul is still permitted to sell vapes and flavored vape cartridges in the U.S. Pediatric specialist Dr. Frieda Fischer says that studies show that vaping does have health risks.
When you vape, you're inhaling a vapor. So you're not actually inhaling that tar, but the nicotine is not all that you're inhaling either. Nicotine is very addictive and it's dangerous in teens. And also, there have been benzenes, diacetyl, things that can cause chronic lung disease and even cancer found in some e-cigarettes.
A Cinderella story in college baseball this June.
Ole Miss won game one of the College World Series Finals with an offensive explosion and a 10-3 win over Oklahoma. Game two, all about taking advantage of mistakes.
1-2 pitch. Struck him out! From last four in to last team standing!
ESPN with the call. The Rebels were the last team to get into the NCAA tournament field, and they win their first national championship in their sixth trip to the World Series. Ole Miss scored two runs on wild pitches in the eighth inning to win Game 2 4-2. The unlikely champions were just 7-14 in conference play back on May 1st. Tim McMaster, Fox News.
I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious.
But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.